Parshat Vayetze. Yaakov Avinu, at the beginning of the Parsha, leaves Eretz Canaan and goes to Haran. He thinks he's not going to be there for very long. Maybe he hopes that way. At the end of Parshas Toldos, Rivka tells him that he should go to Laban. V'yashavti mo yamim achadim ad asher teshuv chamat achicha. Go there for a few days. I don't know what you meant by a few days. Until your brother's anger dies down. And then you'll come back. Well, Yaakov's there for 20 years. 7 years he's working to marry Rachel. Turns out that he marries Leah. He has to work another 7 years to marry Rachel. 6 more years to get some sort of payment. And then finally, in the beginning of Perek Lamed Aleph, the Torah tells us as follows. Vayishmat divrei v'nei Lavan le'mor lakach Yaakov et kol asher l'avinu me'asher l'avinu asa et kol ha'kavod hazeh. Lavan's sons are beginning to complain that Yaakov is taking their father's wealth. Yaakov et p'nei Lavan v'nei nenu mokit mol shulshom. Yaakov begins to realize that Lavan is not treating him, not looking so fondly on him anymore. Hashem appears to Yaakov and he tells him, go home. Okay? Hashem tells him to go home. What do? Go home. Vayishma Yaakov, Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikrelo Echelu Leya, he calls his wives, Hasadel Tzano, Vayomer Lahen, and he tells them, what's he going to tell them? He's going to tell them that Hashem said to me, it's time to go home, let's go home. But that's not exactly what he tells them. At least at first, that's not what he tells them. He explains to them, Roeh Anochi et Pnei Avichem, Keinenu Eilai Ketmol Shulshom, I see that your father is not looking so fondly upon me as he used to. V'atene yadatim ki b'kol kochi avadati et avichem, and you know how hard I worked for your father. And your father changed my salary 10 times, maybe 100 times. And then he throws in at the end, Vayomer Elai Malach Elokim b'chalom Yaakov Vayomer Hineini Anochi Akel Beit El Hashem Ashachta Hashem Atzeva Kum Tzei Min Haaretz Hazot. The Malach appears to me and says to go home. It's a little bit strange. Why does he have to explain that Lavan hasn't been treating him nicely? He doesn't look fondly upon him. He was nasty to him. He was unfair to him. The Malach said to go home. It's time to go home. But he gives this whole introduction and the Malach says it's time to go. Okay, that was Yaakov. So how are Rachel and Leah going to react? It's if Hashem said let's go, then let's go. But that's not exactly what they say. Does it pay for us to stay in our father's household? He's not treating us well. He's not treating us nicely, emotionally, financially. And therefore, whatever God says, let's do. It sounds like that Yaakov has to sort of justify Hashem's command to go back, and in Rachel and Leah's minds, they have to justify that they'll leave, and then let's listen to Hashem. Very strange. Moshe Feinstein explains that really almost turns it on its head. It says, people sometimes have a mistaken attitude that, listen, you have to do what Hashem says, which is true. It may not be good for us, it may be hard for us, it may be bad for us, but we got to do what Hashem says. He says, that's a mistaken attitude. If Hashem wants us to do something, then it must be good for us. one point, Moshe Feinstein lamented about the generation of Jews, maybe those who came over from Europe and found it so hard to make parnasa here and still be Shomer Shabbos, and they used to go around saying, Shver zu sein Yid. It's difficult to be Jewish. So you know what their children learned? The children learned it's difficult to be Jewish. It's difficult to be frum. There's an easy solution. So we won't be frum. And then life won't be so difficult. Moshe said people should go around saying it's good to be Jewish. It's good to be frum. But if you're going along saying it's difficult to be frum, but we have to do it anyway, the educational message is a disaster. And that's what Yaakov and Rachel and Leah are trying to teach us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it's time to go home. Yes, it is true, you have to do it anyway. But you know what? Even if Hashem didn't say it was time to go home, look, it's time to go home already. We've overstayed our welcome. Lavan's son's unhappy with me. Lavan isn't happy with me. He's not treating me fairly. It's time to go home. And Hashem said to go home, so of course we should go home. And how do Rachel and Leah react? You say it's time to go home. Oy, you're so right, it's time to go home. Our father doesn't treat us right emotionally, financially. And Hashem said to go, so of course we should go. But the message that Yaakov and Rachel and Leah are trying to teach us is that when Hashem wants us to do something, in the end it's good for us. So we have to do it, that's true, but we should want to do it. Because Hashem only wants good for us. And then there's the converse. The people who think that you can go against what Hashem wants, and dafka that will be good for you. That if I'm struggling with my parnasa, so I have two choices. I can either be a good Jew and be miserable, or be not such a good Jew and be happy in life. So I'll be mechallel Shabbos and I'll keep my business open on Shabbos, and that will make me happy. And I'll be successful. Do we really think so? Do we really forget who runs the world? Do we really think that we can go ahead and defy what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says? And that we'll be successful, not only in the short run, but in the long run? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't keep a cheshbon what goes on in Shemayim, that there's no accounting system, that leis din v'leis dayan, there's no judgment, there's no judge, that we really can go ahead and we'll be mechallel Shabbos and everything will be fine. Okay, the one technical thing is I won't be a good Jew. But I'll be very successful, I'll be very happy, and I'll be very rich. We really think that's the way the world runs? Person who goes ahead and cheats in his business. And he cheats people. So at first he thinks he's gonna make money. Does he really think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not watching and doesn't care what's going on? That this person is just going to continue to be successful and successful, and there's never going to be a time he's gonna have to pay the price? You really think so? He really thinks nothing is ever going to catch up with him? Tell a story. Time to Chafetz Chaim. There was a widow who was renting a house. I don't know how much of a house it was, but she was renting a house from somebody who was wealthy. And the widow fell on hard times and she wasn't able to pay the rent. And the person was going to throw her out of the house without any place to go. She's a widow. She's a poor person.
He was a wealthy individual. He could afford it. She begged and she pleaded. Fell on deaf ears. She went to the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim went and pleaded with the guy. An amana, this, it'll be a big mitzvah. Wasn't going to hear of anything. Threw her out of the house. So the Chafetz Chaim said, he's very worried what's going to happen. The story goes, 30 years later, the guy was bit by a rabid dog. Went crazy. Stark man. Died. The Chevra Kedisha was afraid to touch the body because they were worried it was contagious. So his son had to single-handedly go and bury his father alone. No one wanted to come near it, near the Levadi. Chavetz Chaim remembered. It may have taken 30 years. But nothing gets forgotten in Shemayim. So we think we can just do whatever we want to. It's fine. It's great. The person wants to get good grades. So he goes ahead and they cheat on exams. Do we really, really think that that's going to get us success in this world? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care. He doesn't notice. He doesn't get involved. We can do whatever we want to. The world is hefker. Just do whatever you want to, and it'll be fine. So you didn't cheat. Ah, you're a friar. The worst insult in this country, to be a friar. Cheated, I got ahead. I think in the long term it's going to work. So many things. We have choices to make. And Moshe is pointing out to us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do something, it really is good for us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to do something, and we do it anyway, it's going to be bad for us. And not only is it going to be bad for us ultimately in Olam Haba, but very often, quite so often, it's going to be bad for us even in Olam Hazeh. Maybe not right away. It may take some time. But we're never going to gain from it. Very often we're faced with choices in life. Situations. We have to make a decision. We could do this, or we could do that. I know this isn't so good, but begin to justify in our minds, maybe it's not so bad. And it's so important, and this is really important, and I need to do that. We have to stop ourselves. We have to remind ourselves. As they say in Yiddish, as the Eibishter feiert die Welt. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs this world. He really does. And when we do what He wants us to do, it's going to be good for us. And if we end up refusing to do what He wants us to do, we're doing what He doesn't want us to do, it's not going to be good for us. You can't outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when you see success of the person who seems to have broken the rules, like the old fable of the tortoise and the hare. The hare may seem to be, that's the rabbit for those of you who don't know, the hare may be the one who seems to be winning, but in the end he doesn't. In the end he loses. And it may take the tortoise more time to get there. And he may not take the shortcuts that aren't legal. and he may not push ahead, which isn't right. But ultimately, he's the one who crosses the finishing line.